Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Wednesday. This is a very special weekend.
Hi, Bell Star. We're live.
We're really live. We're super live here at the 420 Social Club. You can come on down and actually join us if you want. We are at 643 North 4th Avenue in downtown Tucson, 85705. Put it in your GPS and get on down here. This is a really, really exciting event. Millions of people here. Barely enough room to even set up our studio. It's incredible. We were sitting here with one of the organizers, Chris Chapman, and we're going to have Chris on. We've got a bunch going on outside. We've got comedy acts coming up. We've got a dab bar going. We're smoking our usual cannabis, and it's just a cloud of heaven around here. So we are going to talk to Chris Chapman. We want to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center, number one certification center and education center in town, Studio C, Growers House, and, of course, the 420 Social Club, Chris. And everybody down here, as soon as this wears out, you just partake in that for a second, because this is what's fun about being double live, is we get to partake with all our friends.
It's all over.
It's a good day. All right. So welcome. It's 4:20, and it's 7 o'clock at night, and this is really awesome. We don't usually do this. Welcome. Thank you for having us. I was going to say thanks for coming on the show, but thanks for having us.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Far more than I expected.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, it's just been blowing up over the last week.
And yell at us over here because there's a lot happening.
So,
what's going on?
So, we're here right now, and actually, the live stage stuff is just getting started. We all sort of got together around 3. We had a march down to the university, went to Main Gate to protest the zero tolerance policy about cannabis education. and so, we marched onto campus with a giant joint suit and a giant white lighter. And a bunch of people with signs and a bullhorn. And I drove the white lighter in the joint in front of a convertible with music blasting. So we went through all around campus and on the neighborhoods there and got a lot of people taking pictures and high fives. We just actually had a new joint costume made and a new white lighter costume made.
Nice.
So they're all bright and ready to go.
Yes,
bright
yes,
and shiny and getting out. There
yeah,
we go.
My palm.
I think I see one of them over there in the corner.
Yeah, they're all sitting over there now.
Yeah.
So we went all over campus with those and, one would jump out. One jump out of the car and have the lighter jump out and walk away, and then they just slow motion run toward each other. You know, so it was a lot of fun.
How was the reaction there on the campus?
Mostly positive. It was either really positive or people just put their head down and pretended they couldn't see you. you know, I'm not ready for that. Yeah,
not
I'm not ready,
ready
for
that. Yet. We see that a lot.
Not ready. To
not ready to come
that.
Out cannabis closet like Bella and I say.
Well, or even right. even to. Think about it, or accept it, or consider
it
as something other than just a negative influence on society.
Right.
So most of this is just about awareness and getting rid of shame.
Yeah.
I actually never wore any cannabis-related anything in public until the street fair, and then I wore our club shirt and went out on the street for the first time. Got my first stack of signatures signed. We have a guy who just became a notary. He got yours too, right? One of the cannabis people. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get, that's why we call this the come out celebration. Because more and more people, I think they can't talk about it. Those of us who have used it and whose lives it saved and who have been influenced by it, but we're still afraid to talk to our families and the communities we come from often aren't supportive.
Yeah.
But that means there are so many other people still stuck in those communities, being ruined by opiates and surgeries like I was for 15 years.
And lies.
And lies. And honestly, if I had had this in 2000, if I'd been smart enough to try it back then I might have saved 10 years of some horrible, horrible suffering. So we're here to celebrate that it's saved so many of us.
Yes.
It's so important to us. But we still deal with that shame. We still deal with that taboo. We still deal with that. And it's not that we're ashamed of it. It's that our close family members are ashamed of what other people will think, you know. So so we're expanding that web of who isn't ashamed. And then we can actually get out and outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of fun there. We got back here around 4:20, actually right at 4:20, of course.
Of course.
Or they would have yelled at me. And and we had a live band playing Lethal Injection just a little while ago.
Okay.
They were actually amazing. We have some speakers getting up here, and then a few more bands coming on later. So you want me to give you a lineup?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
Actually, first, let me just thank all the people who have helped
Please,
put this together.
Please, do it up.
Just to explain what this is.
Tom, come here.
Tom, we're live on the radio right now, and Tom is here, who actually made and designed.
Look at
you. Fancy.
And Tom's the person who actually designed and created our joint costume and white costume. Yep, and Jay. Oh, it's you? I thought we were going to do that. Can you shut that door so we don't have a background? coming up later, let me thank the people involved. Tom's actually one of them. 80 for Normal came to us a while ago. Doing work with Desert Flu, trying to get a party going on city property, but they eventually said no, it has to be private property.
Yeah.
So 80 for Normal came to us, and so the 427 Club and 80 for Normal have just been breaking our butts over the last 4 or 5 weeks trying to put this on. So we had a big dirt field back there, and now we've got a giant stage back there and giant circus
tent. The transformation's awesome.
We have Brushfire Grill out right now with pork and chicken and beef, and we have a veg in a box. I figured there's no competition between them at all. They should always park next to each other. And then we have massage chairs from Tierra Sagrada.
Thank you for them for giving us their beautiful space for us to do the show.
Oh, yes.
They were actually massaging right here.
And they're members of the club now, and they don't do our best to do massage for donations or for, especially when we do. All right, so I want to thank them. And, of course, 420 Social Club people. Mark Brown has been out there just digging with a shovel in hand. I don't think he slept in 2 weeks. He and I and some other people have just been dragging all the work. It's all had to be done by hand. It's all volunteer work. Even we had Mason join our club at the street fair, and he came in and built that wall back there. So we had Hall and Block and Brick. So we want to make this a venue, and anyhow it is.
Yeah.
The dirt needs a little improvement, but we'll get there too. Then we can start having events like this where we can medicate together instead of having to go to a restaurant or something like that where I'm starting to feel pain. Like, there's no way for me to take care of it, you know.
Right.
So this would be that place. And
absolutely.
I want to thank Sam Rastioka, who just walked by with him.
Yes, thank you, Sam.
he's been organizing all the lineups. Rick from Normal has handled all the organization, and her army of people, her team of friends that she brings, which is amazing. We have some new girls, Lindy and Jackie, who have just been transforming the inside. I can't
see all the difference.
Coming up now later tonight, we have our first meeting, our main team, Bill Laskowski from Phoenix, emceeing throughout the night. And then one of his comedians just showed up. Over the next half hour, they'll all be here. And we have about 2 hours of comedy sets from 11 comedians who are all very 420 friendly and just thrilled that they're going to be able to do that while smoking on stage, which they've done before anyway, but now no one can say anything about it. And then in between, we'll have Danny Pena should be here soon. He's a blues folk singer. And then after that, Somnium Status. They're an alternative rock band. They should be on at about 8:30, I think. We have the Highway Devils coming on around 9 o'clock, we think. And then Prince Willie, who's R&B, comes on around 10-ish, 10:30. And then, whenever it seems like time, DJ Eric Ray will take over and turn it into a party. So, lights, we got sound, we got cannabis. So that should do it for the... Now, we also, in between those, are going to be speaking with a lot of guest speakers.
We'll have
some,
you go.
some presentations up on stage.
Yeah.
And then we'll have guest speakers, and some of those people we're going to be sending over here for you guys to interview as well.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned here, and you can hear them come on here pretty quickly. So we have from Safer Arizona, AZFMR. We're hoping for Dave Wiskiski or Jason Madar. A lot of those people, I'll wait until the door shuts. Apologize for the background noise. A lot of these people have been out at the county fair every single day.
Yeah, come down.
Michael Weiser from Normal State. Dana, can you shut the door? Michael Weisner from Normal should be heading down. He has another event, but he's going to try to rush down here from Phoenix specifically because he wants to be interviewed here. He
Excellent.
And the Phoenix Cannabis Coalition, we have Eric Johnson, president of that, coming down. We have Stacey Theus with the Cannabis Campaign. She's the wonderful lady that just brings joy when she walks through. And so she decided to drive a room around the state. So she got a big bus, and she painted it all green, and it's the Canada bus.
It was on this morning. Here.
I had to sleep in. I got to bed at 5 a.m. So.
All right.
But, and Hans, I thought, was just sitting here a little while ago. And then also the comedian Bill Laskowski would like to come and talk about what comedy and just really any sort of performance art or art in general, how that contributes to the counterculture.
Excellent.
We'll have some other comics we'll interview too. We'll probably run out of time. So we also have Richard Rush and Tricia with emailme.com.
Okay.
They're the people who donated the giant email. It's going to be raffled off in a little while. Probably send him over to talk about that too. He's an engineer and his wife is a patient. She's sort of like me, just paying all the time for years and years. And so he decided to design her an email that would heat up in 45 seconds. So you flip the switch, 45 seconds later, it's ready to go. So they created these really nice figurines. They have a Yoda and a Halo figurine. People are going to kill me for not remembering. Anyway, and we have shirts here. We also, can I throw out a special thanks to, we have Buddha Box. Buddha Box, they're like a subscription service. Maybe I'll send them over to that real quick. You subscribe to get their box of the month every month. I think it's like 50, 60 bucks, and it's just full of lots of cool stuff. I saw some over there. They had some percolating water pipes and dab rigs and really nice stuff they sent out. So they donated 10 Buddha boxes to us tonight. We're going to raffle out 5 of them in the raffle. And they're here as well and showing all their stuff. And so if anyone comes down, they can see them over in the other corner.
Excellent.
We also have Desert Bloom. Was here for a long time. I want to thank them. They were actually sharing out a lot of free samples. And got the party started for a lot of people here.
All right.
Tumbleweeds, of course. And then Smokey Smoke Shop down the street on 4th Avenue. All right. For a lot of us. He's offering 20% off all glass tonight for anyone with a ticket. So you can go down and say hi to him or his wife. He should be up here as well.
20% off is a good deal, folks.
Very good deal on glass. To give you a little hint, if you go in there and say 420 Social Club, he'll probably give you a little extra love.
Mention the 420 Social Club for extra love.
I believe those are all of our sponsors. We got email me on the front. Of course, we're pushing Safe Arizona and AZFMR heavily. That's kind of all we're devoted to here.
Yeah.
I think that we've probably brought more than 6,000 signatures since April 1st, just between the street fair, all the Pima County stuff, and that doesn't even count what you guys just racked up.
We had a ton.
Hopefully we can help them get the counts in. I'd really like so that every time there's an event, we get it counted, and then immediately it goes out the next day. We're up to but they're overwhelmed in Phoenix, and most of what has been happening in Pima County has just been the volunteers coming down and doing all the work for us.
Sure.
So what we're doing here is we open our house up to house some of them. So they've been sleeping over, camping. We're actually having a little camping night for the next couple nights. We'll have a star party Friday night. So these tents are going to stay up for that. But they come down and do all the work, but it's overwhelming. And there really hasn't been a core group of people down here, except for AZ for Normal. But they didn't have enough volunteers. So we're trying to organize all that for the club. We have petitions like crazy.
Excellent.
We have to hit it this month, people. If any of you out there care about the AZFMR petition and haven't done anything about it, just stop by 643 North 4th Avenue anytime. We're open almost every day from about 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. You can get some petitions. We can explain to you the process of getting them out there. I took one with me on the way home one night and and just walking on the street would just ask people, and I fill that entire page.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
absolutely
hard.
Absolutely.
It's actually easier when people are kind of walking by themselves.
Yeah.
Ambulances and firemen love to sign it. Just to give you a hint, cops are a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
But I still ask because, you know.
You got to include.
Yeah.
One of those cops who passed on the way home with a giant joint costume turned and smiled and gave up.
Yeah, because not all of them are against it. You know, there are police officers out there that are saying, hey, man.
They know they're just forced to enforce things. And so it's
forced
a very big
conflict.
Forced
the wrong thing.
Nope.
Go on out there.
Keep that door shut because we're live on the radio
right
now.
We've got a live cannabis radio show happening right here. No, you're good.
You can say hi.
Say hello to the
world.
Happy
420.
Happy 420.
So we're not hard, and we are close enough to get this thing done.
Yeah.
What bothers me is that we really are on the cusp. And
yeah.
I mean, we're pushing
it
like crazy.
We're pushing it.
If we could get another bubble of volunteers out
there,
you know, another 10 people.
We need it.
We're really, it was maybe 20 of us at the street fair. We pulled in over 2,000, 3,000 that we can expect. So it could get done. And we need you guys. So, come by tonight. This is going to go on until at least 1 a.m. May go later than that. We also have, I'm bringing up the tickets. On the back of our ticket stubs, we have specials all up and down 4th Avenue.
Excellent.
I've listed each of the sponsors, their address. You can just walk down the street, get your ticket.
Can you remember some
them.
Of them?
We have the Medusa's Hoof Lounge. They're
okay.
giving 10% off. If anyone wants to go by and get some shisha or into hookah,
right
hang
on.
Out there. For people who want to get drinks, because a lot of our spouses, they're not, you know.
Right.
And I'd like to get a beer from Zoom. So, Mr. should have hemp ale on tap, $3. I hope the manager is getting married today, so Mike was a little busy, but that should be there. And then we have Shay's Lounge. They have a whole different bunch of different shot specials, like $2 Stoli, I think $2, maybe $3 Tito's. They have, just for ticket holders, they have $4 Trust Me shots. You show them your ticket, and for $4, they're going to give you a shot of something nice. I don't know what it is. Just a Trust Me shot. So go down and have some of those. They have a ton of beer stuff.
Trust Me shot.
They have all their Sierra Nevadas, our $3 pints, and they have the Sierra Nevada Nooner Pilsner, which is my new favorite lighter beer. So, and then Smokies, of course, 20% off, which are all pretty close to each other. There are a few others on it. The Flycatcher later tonight at 9 p.m. is having a free tribute to the Grateful Dead.
Wow.
So we want this to be a 4th Avenue event, you know, especially earlier when the house just got packed and everyone's sort of like, what do we do? We're going to be sending people down the street and also over to Chiba.
Support local business.
Chiba Hut's another person we're working with. We're working with a lot of KFMA Day. So we're going to try to take the cannabis down there a little bit later.
Excellent.
Down to Chiba Hut if you want to get munchies.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll bring some of their people back here if they want to.
There we go.
So maybe the manager over there.
Jam-packed day. Jam-packed night. Marching, petitions, bands, comedy acts, parties, whatever.
What's happened here, I'm very proud of it because this place has just taken on its own form.
Yeah.
People have come in and I'm just watching people do their own thing. And
nice.
Sam helped us out tonight. He was awesome.
Sam Raciopo is a rare find.
Yeah.
He was
fantastic.
On the show this morning. It was awesome.
All the dispensaries keep wanting to hire him. He's only 19. So maybe we need to change
that.
Spot
for him.
Yeah.
Wow. There is so much going on over here. We've got a comedy act going on out there.
Happy 420.
We've got patients in here. We've got a beautiful little hardwood dab bar.
Should I sign? I'm going to sign out real quick.
Thank you so much for being here.
Sounds like the music is
starting
to
back. Yep, sounds awesome.
Please come down if you're out there.
It's 643 North 4th Avenue. Come down in Tucson. So support local businesses. And there's the giant joint.
And we have the giant on the joint.
All right. Hey, giant joint, we need you on our live cannabis radio show. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Have a seat. Can you see in that thing? All right. Live cannabis radio. I don't have a joint, but I have a pipe. Is that good? That's good. Look at that, folks. Where else can you find a live giant joint than at the 420 Social Club? All right, cheese. All right. And it's live. Thank you. That's awesome. A giant joint. So, how's it going, Jay?
Jay?
How's it going, Jay?
Jay is part of the Social Club.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Jay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my call sign, though.
We'll call you Jay. We won't announce your true identity.
Got it.
Yeah, we don't like people.
Oh, I don't mind.
How's it feel in that suit? Are you higher because you're in it? Do you just feel like
I'm
a joint?
I'm hot and I'm enjoying. I'm giving the happy side of.
I bet that's how it feels. Hot and happy.
Hot and happy.
You're delivering relief. And it's pretty hot in there inside.
Saying hi to kids, giving hugs down Fourth Ave and downtown.
Congress. Oh my word.
Jay, were you out there all day today?
Just about.
Just about. So
just
you got
about.
To see a lot of the people down in the U of A. Now, were they? You were at the U of A too?
I was driving around the U of A and
nice.
Running around.
How were people reacting to a big giant joint?
A lot of honks.
Yeah.
A lot of yays.
Very nice.
Just heard recent one right now, Jerry Queen saying that. Hey. I was invited to you in high school.
So people knew who you were.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've Excellent. Heard Jay, too. I didn't even tell him.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, you're a pretty
Jay,
popular
know.
Guy, and you didn't
you
even
can
know.
Tell him, right?
Yeah.
You can tell
you know.
Him Jay.
We had a lighter going around during the U of A march.
I heard there was a love connection between the
oh,
lighter
yeah.
and the joint, slow motion love roll. Yeah.
Well, you did a credible job. I know
yeah.
that thing is hot, and you've done a great job, you know, promoting. Education and
of course
it's 420.
Yeah,
happy 420.
Happy 420 and thanks for spreading education and love.
Yes,
cannabis love.
Yeah.
All right. Giant Dave. Thanks, Dave. Right on. Go get some water. We want you to pass out. Bend your knees.
Getting back down to the crowd again. I'm gonna want to pass you around.
Keep your knees bent. I just saw a torch in the corner. Oh,
hey, a little lighter.
I'm so shocked I saw a torch, so we're going to cancel that.
Hey, Sam, when you get a torch,
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam,
you're
okay.
Love
you to get some patience over here.
Yeah.
How's it going?
He's
you're
breaking
back.
Into a monster right now.
He
he's had a long,
he's
long,
had a long
night.
Long,
breaking into my fourth monster tonight.
Nice.
Long, long while.
Well,
thanks for coming back.
We appreciate having
thanks
you
for
on
having
this
us.
Morning. We know
yeah.
it was early. We
way
know
early.
You had been up for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you being here with us. Now, and so just tell us a little bit what you've been kind of working on to get this whole thing looking
oh my
as
Lord.
Awesome as it is now.
So currently we have two means of access, or essentially yesterday, to the backyard that is, we only have one means of access. We, a number of our members, myself to a minor degree, built a ramp along the north side of our building to allow one means of entrance, means of access, egress, etc. That built the whole stage from scratch.
A little
bit of
construction
wow.
going on.
Yep.
A lot of labor.
It's been a construction site for the last 2 weeks, just about on and off.
How many hours did you say you put in on your trip?
Just for this event, probably 40 to 60 in here.
Yeah.
Things we're planning, talking about meetings.
You were also out there promoting the whole event.
Yep, I'm just about a walking promotion machine
yeah.
for
I can
this
see that.
Club and the event. But
and
so
how
yeah,
did you get into all this cannabis at your ripe young age? You're a baby. It's just
yes,
a baby.
I am. So I have a rare autoimmune disorder that I use cannabis to treat.
Okay.
Got my card a year ago, actually. I'm coming in to you guys sometime probably this next week. I need to make an appointment.
You gotta get out early.
Yeah, if not, there's other always other things. You guys have one of the best reputations in town.
Just got voted best certification center, Double Week Sales Center, 5350 Broadway Boulevard. Come on down.
Education center too.
Education
as well
center.
As best
yeah.
education
yeah.
center. We double those there. We double dip. Double dip.
Yeah, so cannabis helps me in ways that six or seven medications would have to in place. The thing is, though, I can't take medications often because I react to one thing or another. Generally, it's a bit of a too long a story to explain
right.
Here and now. But eosinophilic esophagitis, for those interested, interesting diseases.
Yeah.
But it's actually one of the diseases that anti-vaxxers point to as popping up, quote unquote. I believe in relation to a specific vaccine, not the whole
movement. So just a little bit about that. What does it actually affect?
Essentially the white, to sum it up the briefest, the white blood cells in my esophagus, they don't always work correctly. The esophagus runs from the throat to the top of the stomach. Mine mostly reacts, as far as inflammation goes, right there is the connection to my stomach and my esophagus. But it can happen anywhere in the digestive tract. EGID is the group of diseases. Essentially, eosinophilic, whatever, wherever it is. In the large intestine and esophagus, I believe, are the two most common. It often gets misdiagnosed as any number of other diseases, as autoimmune disorders tend to. Because any symptom that you can think of, potentially, I could be reacting to something.
Name it off again.
Eosinophilic esophagitis. EGID, Googling that, you'll come up with a good deal of results. But it's something that's only really been around, known to medicine, for perhaps 15, well, I'm getting older, so 20 years.
Well, it's interesting to know, I mean, kind of dating back things and seeing where it's come from is definitely part about why we need to be starting looking at what's going into those stuff, into the vaccines and things like that. So,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's just another one of those things. Like you said, there are choices out there, but it's not a good choice for you. So,
yeah.
In amongst those choices should be cannabis. That should just be a choice. You should say,
right.
I don't want six different pills. I'd like to have cannabis. Mm-hmm. And the doctor should say, okay, that's cool. Pick which one you want. Each your own, you know?
Right.
And you'd be able to do that. So.
And I shouldn't have to pay for the right to do it.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
I can understand a prescription, paying a doctor. That's good.
And that's about getting the medications down. And,
right.
I mean, we're looking at how Uruguay and things like that are getting their medications down to a dollar gram and things like that. So, you know, as we start seeing the more popularity coming in or legalization setting into all these different things, we start definitely seeing the prices go down. Like, we've already seen that, you know.
Dollar gram in Uruguay can't be that.
We can't be that, but that's just one of the things that's happening in other countries,
yep.
Which it should be happening in us.
Yeah,
they're more forward. They're not forward-thinking, but as a group, they're coming together and doing it. Here, it's still so fractured.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, even in the medical, or not the medical, the recreational legalization community, it's fractured. Two major groups and then six others other than that.
Yeah.
I don't know the latest count. They probably have dropped out the other minor ones. But that's just good. That's specifically here in Arizona, that is. But nationally also, it's very split. But there's scientific data backing up that medical marijuana has benefits.
Right.
And there's no denying that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You need to reach a point where you can conduct true meta-studies that aren't off in one area or another, not comparing like studies, etc. There's enough data out there that you can pick out ones that are the exact same study done a couple of times. We're getting to that point. And so anybody that doesn't get behind the science and the veracity of marijuana, cannabis, the medicine, their opinion should matter.
I think
they can at least get educated. They can
chose an ignorant.
Do some research at least, and just go, oh, it's bad for you, it's a gateway, blah, blah, blah. You know, because the government told us once before how bad eggs were for us.
We're the only country that has to refrigerate our eggs because of the way we produce them.
Pretty,
you go to Europe, they're sitting on a shelf in the grocery store.
Yeah, you kept them warm, yeah.
We've got a live caller asking about, they live in the Benson area. Too bad you guys can't get up here. But you could always go down to Tombstone, even Bisbee, and check out what's going on around there. Sorry about all the noise. We've got live comedy act going on out there right now, I believe. Oh, that would be fun. We've got patients in here chatting it up, hanging out on the couches.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
We've got action. Beautiful staff bar, friends sharing their cannabis. Pretty neat. It's a pretty neat little event. And if you don't know where we are, we're at 643 North 4th Avenue, downtown. 4th and...
In between 4th and 5th Street on the west side of 4th Avenue.
Okay, there you go. West side, 4th, between 4th and 5th Street. Are they trying to grab that podium?
Right out in front of the...
Maybe they need it. Flip the day.
Probably, or the streetcar.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Across the street from IBT.
Oh, that's all right.
North of the B line.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
Well, you guys have definitely created a great space. It looks totally different from the last time I was here.
Yeah, it looks a lot nicer, a lot friendlier, a lot
more welcoming.
Thank
you guys for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for
coming. Thanks for all your hard work. We know how to have events and get ready for those. It's a lot of thankless, tireless, self-based energy, and we appreciate it. Yes,
we see
great turnout.
Tons of people walking through.
Yeah, they're blowing by. Patients everywhere.
Yeah.
And outside
live radio show, guys.
Is the cannabis.
We'd say Wednesday.
Yes,
we need a sensation.
Yeah.
Happy 420.
Good. How are you? Happy 420. I'll see you in a little bit.
A live cannabis radio show. So, yeah, we're down at the 420 Social Club with Sam here and some patients, and we are broadcasting live, watching people walk around with their joints and their raffle tickets and their. Heading outside, there's a lot going on outside. We've got the cannabis out there, stations with the cannabis out there. There's vendors and
Brush Fire Barbecue,
Veg in the Box. Veg in the Box.
As well as Normal has a tent where we're selling concessions and various goodies.
There you go. Absolutely. Did they bring any ice cream? Because it's a hot night.
No.
I'm ready for ice cream right now.
Ice cream. We
have although barbecue
cheese
sounds good.
Candy.
Cheese would sound good. Maybe I have a cheese. Man, there's a lot going on.
It's possible it could have happened.
It could be. The munchies could have happened. Oh, my word. All right.
Well, Sam, we appreciate having
yes,
you on. I know you probably got to run back.
Yeah,
they
probably intended some things.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Taking care of everything. We really, really, really appreciate it for being on again.
Thanks.
All right. So, we are discussing how to get a medical cannabis card in Tucson, Arizona. You come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
We are in the back.
Not for long. Don't you be spilling secrets out, but you never
Sorry,
know.
Martha.
You never know. We're in the back, not for long. So, excellent.
Well, once again, you know, we...
Come down. Certifications. Okay, we're just going to sell it out, flat rate. First time certification is $270. That includes everything.
You come on down.
If you're on food stamps, $25. Boom. You're done. If this is a research, we'll go $250 for you. And if you're on food stamps, $175. Oh, my. That includes all the state fees, the processing, the ticket taking, all that hard labor, all that typing into the computer stuff. And
hey, want to get a special discount just for anybody listening right now?
If anyone comes down, and we'll give them 10% off an accessory down there in the store. Come down. We have the best accessories down there. That's a good deal. Come get some hemp oil. We've got some high CBD hemp oil. If you've got any aches and pains, in fact,
you tell them you heard them on the
Wednesday
420.
Live show. And check this out.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. You can contact us. 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. And we're online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Check us out. And come on down to the 4th Avenue First Annual
420
Come Out
Social
Party.
Club.
Yeah, come out party. This is the 420 Social Club. We are live at 643 North 4th Avenue. There's so much going on.
Food.
Yeah.
Comedy club. Live speakers.
Education. Vendors.
Vendors are out giving away free samples.
Is there ice cream? I keep wanting ice cream.
Ice cream and cake.
I want ice cream.
I don't think there's ice cream and cake, folks. I just think lunch.
Hey, who loves a good Cheez-It?
There's Cheez-It.
Cheez-It's around here? Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it myself.
Yeah.
So come on down. This is fantastic watching everybody hang out, smoke out, and participate. Because seriously, this is a big deal. There's some committee on stage right now, and they're talking about this being a big deal for them, like legally smoking a joint and doing their comedy act on stage. It's the first time for them. They're coming out of their little cannabis joint closet.
We've got the cannabis out front, so if you must have passed it, I don't know how you will.
Maybe we can go find Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go get Stacy. Bring her in. All right. We're going to go grab Stacy from
rope.
The canvas. Use your badge. Pull out that cannabis badge. Bring him on in, the Bell Star and the Cannabis Kid. All right. Well, this is fantastic. Look at that plate of food coming by. Oh, my God.
Delicious.
This is fantastic. Yeah, maybe someone
wants. Hey, sir, what do you got on your plate?
Yeah, what do
you got
there?
On your plate here?
Fantastic. Look
chicken,
at this. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Whiskey.
Oh, macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
I do have the money. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Lots of food down
live
here, folks.
On the air. Food, macaroni and cheese. Sit down here.
A lot of good comfort food.
Live macaroni. Good. How are you?
Good.
Are you a patient?
Yeah. I am. I've never been.
Cannabis Kid, Bell Star, you're live.
You're live
Wednesday
on the air
right
now.
Oh,
check it out.
It's
all right.
Go ahead and talk. We won't have any names. You don't have any names.
You come up with a quick nickname.
Okay, well, actually, I have a nickname. My name's Jose, but they call me Mr. Spectacular.
Ah, where is that joking? Oh, here we go.
Spectacular.
I love it.
Spectacular.
So how long have you been a patient?
For a little over a year medically. Recreationally,
okay.
A little bit longer.
Okay, how long recreationally? But it probably helps
I'd
medically, too.
About 12 years? I'm 26 right now.
Wow, okay. 12 years. That's fantastic. And just kind of secretly, we were asking what you got, how it helped you. What did you get your card for?
So I was having issues at work. Part of my job was a leasing agent, and I got stuck sitting down constantly, and so I would get sharp pains in my legs. I went to the doctor, and they told me that I have aphasia in my right part of my body, which makes my dominant side weaker than my non-dominant side.
Oh.
So I have chronic pain standing up sometimes. It really helps me to sleep at night. I kind of have the shaking leg syndrome. So, yeah.
It helps relax that.
Helps with that, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And anxiety. I get very anxious.
Well, we appreciate your story on air tonight.
We do.
We appreciate
and
you being a patient.
Good to see you here.
Of course, yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. All right. Go get some grub and have some good smoke.
Enjoy.
Enjoy
the night.
A lot going on. Happy and guess who's here? Happy birthday. Good to meet you. Well, welcome back. We just had you this morning. So now we're back here with Stacy from the Cannabus. We'll just sit around here. And maybe actually if you just kick that door closed, we can actually hear you a little bit better. We've got a really funny meeting going on out there. We'll let her get to the activities. Oh, it's all right. It's got this. Thank you. So how's it going out there with the bus?
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Response?
Oh, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a giant joint out there.
Oh, yeah. We just marked the
earlier
in the
You did the march.
Day, yeah.
Right on. And what kind of responses did you get with that?
We were chanting and then yelling happy 420, and we went down, I guess, university.
Yeah.
And everybody was having, you know, afternoon lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
It was pretty busy.
Yeah.
And a lot of patio activity.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were able to get a lot of chants back and a lot of 420 cheering and activity.
Right.
Creates a good positive.
Yeah.
Good mix of, students and parents and people just checking things out. So the whole mix of people.
And just like I mentioned earlier on the show, again, proof positive. Yes, more people are 420 friendly and love what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And giving us thank you thank yous and cheerleading us on than not.
Yeah, there's a lot more cheerleading these days.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm loving
is.
Tucson.
Oh. All the friendly people.
Yeah.
Now, where in the bus do you live when you're not on the bus? Where are you from originally?
Well, I raised my daughter. I'm from Kentucky.
Okay.
But due to a lot of drug war in Kentucky, and I made a personal against Kentucky, I moved out here to raise my daughter in Phoenix. So up until this last summer, I had a house in Phoenix that I raised my daughter in.
Okay.
So through traveling and folks that are you know, say they're going to be reliable tenants and not. I lost my house last July. But it hasn't been, I haven't really cared about, you know, I've been okay and where the bus is. Being with friends and things. My main focus through June is to be traveling on the bus, not living anywhere specific anyway, traveling on the bus often.
Excellent. Yeah, I heard they did a great pool at the, they're doing a good job at the fair.
Oh, at the fair, it's just like nonstop.
Fantastic.
Now, this isn't your first time, Tutu. You've been down here a couple of times.
I've been down here a couple of times, and actually in October 2012, when I went to pick up the Tiana bus in North Carolina, we brought the bus back this way a few days before I knew, a few days after I knew I was going to go pick up the Tiana bus, I attended a normal conference in L.A., and so I was meeting a lot of people, but also reuniting with a lot of people from Oakland, from different conferences I met. And so I was telling all my new Canada friends, you know, oh, guess what? We got the Canada bus. I'm going to go pick up the Canada bus next week in North Carolina. So that, you know, that's a normal conference. Of course, a lot of them were leaders and normal organizations that I was sharing this information with, and then a lot of other organizations too at the normal conference, and a lot of advocates that knew, I mean, beautiful seasoned advocates that knew of my uncle's story back in the 90s. You know, I had events happening all the way back and places to camp the bus out and learn from, you know, advocates from, learn how these people, my family, or great, you know, radio shows that they had based on my family in the 90s, and showing me articles, you know, all things that I didn't know was going on.
History.
While I was raising my daughter, I didn't know a lot of the history.
Well, I don't think they could have picked a better person to run the cannabis and be the face of, I mean, you just being the savior of it all, but being, you know, being the one out there.
It's been crazy. I think that I agree with you on the level, as I don't think there's many people, and it's shown positive. I mean, beautiful people again and again. Yeah, they hang with it as long as they can, but, you know, I don't think too many people are crazy enough to
adapt it as a
meet the challenge that's head on.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you're out there. You're out there every day and
living it.
Yeah. And I've had to learn that the drug war is very big, like, and very thick.
Yeah.
And that there are people out there that, you know, I originally said, when a lot of my friends in Arizona were like, we're worried about you. I don't have to be worried about. It's going to be years before anybody worries about what I'm doing out here on this bus. You know, like, it'll be a long time before. But, you know, as well as I do, the momentum over the last few years cannabis freedom and drug war and everything. It is a bus that not everybody likes rolling around and have had our on-purpose challenges here and there.
And have to educate and seem to give a little bit more to someone who's not so bright in that area or has had a lot of lies told to them. So bringing it to the forefront.
And it's the front lines, because we get pulled over a lot, you know, and have to keep that out. And I love it. I embrace it, because we get to educate police officers and I get to see them right in front of my face, you know, because I don't shut up until I am able to hit that, you know, ask them a question or let them know about someone's story that makes their face change or does something, and then we're taking pictures and handing information, you know.
Well,
like,
it definitely gives them a different perspective.
Yeah. And then anywhere we park, you know, sometimes, you know, people see
the eyes, the pointy, the bringing the kids,
you know. And things that I do, like these shows, I'm able to share them across the nation and help continue to teach and
raise awareness.
Because the drug war is different in all these states and what we're doing in Arizona and what California has been doing. Yeah, that education getting out there is what's leading the way and is what's helping people that are being duped by their communities or duped by their legislators and stuff. It is, has, I've seen it, like, awaken people, you know, and make people understand that things like, oh, half-assed regulations or legalization show up on their doorstep, they know to educate against that, or they know to be aware, you know.
Enough people talking about it, and maybe different perspectives hearing it in a different way, you know, not everybody can learn the same way or hear it the same way, but you have quite a list of volunteers that have been kind of helping out with the bus? Or?
Well, as I travel, you know,
you
in those communities and national, I was looking at your guests, you know, like previous guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, oh, how cute. Like, I've had a lot of these people on the bus, like, for travels.
Awesome.
And, like, oh, like, we're all unity and solidarity. You know, like, a big fan of all of that. And it warms my heart to see those things, you know, like that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. We are a big family. We have to stick together. And our family's getting bigger, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had we're going to do a Journey for Justice. I'm trying to get everyone excited about that right now, from here to Shauna Banda's Sports Support in Kansas.
Wow.
So we've done Journey for Justice before, and it's seen a shockwave of awareness and people getting involved and people understanding, you know, the nonsense behind.
Madness
we got to fight every day.
Unweave a lot of stuff that has been woven into society for such a long time.
Oh, it's ingrained. And that's the hard part, is people just think
but
this
we
way
can.
No matter
we can unweave
if they think that
I
way
know,
or not.
Like you said,
oh,
you
that's happening.
Work.
I can see it happen.
Look at Pennsylvania.
I get pulled over less and less traveling, you know, like, oh, when I first got the cannabis, it was good every 45 minutes to an hour if we were in a new state.
Oh, no.
Getting pulled over.
Oh.
And now, more police pass us and honk at us and wave and pull us over. So things are definitely changing, and you see that people that come to the bus know a lot. And they're writing papers in their colleges about it. And you see,
absolutely.
Not only does everybody wave and love it and woo, but the people you're communicating with are understanding that this plant is part of the drug war and some ridiculous things go on with it and they need to change.
No, it wasn't anything that you were led to believe.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, just the opposite.
Yeah,
really.
Just
the
opposite.
So you guys find that out every day in your clinic.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
People are shocked. They come in. They can't believe that they're even in there. And then the relief they get is amazing. They're just amazed. So, you know, it's life-changing for people.
Oh,
and it should just be a choice. But basically, it comes down to personal choice. You should be able to choose what you need to heal your body with. No one can make that choice for you. The government doesn't know my body.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen to that. We're having fun. How's the job outside? We're in here. How's it going outside?
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
A lot of signatures happening.
Nice.
A lot of activity on the bus.
Yeah.
A lot of yummy food out there.
Yeah. See these plates of brush fire barbecue. They've got macaroni and cheese out there.
Oh, it's really good. And they got this little vegan truck out there by the normal
thing.
We'll come out and take a tour afterwards.
Yeah.
Some pictures. We want to do some photo ops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the bus.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
Yeah.
We were so excited. We love the face-to-face ones. They are always our favorite.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure sharing 420 with you all. Yeah.
Happy 420.
I'll hug you guys.
We'll do hugs right now.
When you guys
give hugs now.
Nah,
we just give hugs. Free hugs right now. Come give free hugs. We love it. Yeah, there's some lighters over there of ours. Grab a bunch of lighters from the bus. All right. That's awesome.
We are live.
I'm going to grab that door. We've got John Ghetto from AZ.
Hi, John.
Hey, happy 420.
Very good to see you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Tell us what's going on in the world of AZ for Normal.
Well, we're really excited to be here at 420 2016 at the 420 Social Club. How amazing. It's a beautiful night.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's fantastic. The comedians have been great, and the musicians playing earlier, just unbelievable. So,
yeah.
We meant to put together a great, great venue here. I mean, we were taking a look out here. There's some work that has gone into this thing.
It totally looks
like a different place. So,
yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right. And with the cannabis out front, we weren't sure where to go in at. We had both been here before, and it wasn't our first rodeo. But you know, we walked in. You guys have totally changed it around in here. There's a nice entryway when you walk in. So great job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
people
looks fantastic.
Have worked really hard to make the flow of the club better, more inviting, and to really make the outdoor space, which is already fantastic, but needed help, needed development, to make that outdoor space something that we can use in the future for concerts and art showings and all kinds of
lectures.
Bill mentioned, she said, it's probably the first time that comedians gotten up and done stand-up. But like on a stage, you know, in Tucson, I mean,
smoke legally,
like on a stage and give comic relief to a lot of people who are taking relief out in the crowd.
Absolutely. Not a lot of opportunities to do that. Yeah,
because
I like
got
that.
A lot of good relief.
So it is kind of cool, you know, a lot of firsts, a lot of things going on here.
Absolutely.
It's definitely great. It's definitely a comfortable vibe here for sure.
All right, we've got a couple raffles going on too. 4th Avenue Cannabis Come On Out raffle. We got a giant bong happening in a plate
right there.
Fresh
taking
fire
it
party.
On air.
I know we needed a
I
little.
I was hoping
this is my favorite. Zong is actually donated quite a few pieces.
Wow, very nice.
That
you
is quite the
tickets.
Shape.
$10
it
each.
Is. Zong is great to hold. They're really hard. They have a 9mm.
That's
one.
A killer bong. Look at that.
Many times.
I got a heady smoke shop visible further
out
than you guys on Broadway.
Wow.
Just a waffle of songs, Buddha,
Zong,
and graphics.
All right. Very nice.
And he's a big supporter of the patient community, too.
Excellent. Excellent.
Cool.
Thank
you.
Enjoy that, Chris.
It's all right.
Big bong and a plate of food from Brush Fire. You can't go wrong with that. Check it out. I need both of those things.
I need both of those things.
Right about now. So come get some raffle tickets, $10 each. There's a bunch of deals, 2 for $16, 3 for $20, 5 for $25. There's a special edition figure email from emailme.com. And they heat up in 45 seconds. I guess that's fast?
Yes, very fast and precise temperatures. It's an amazing email.
Can you concentrate in there, John?
I'm not really. No, I'm in a flower, old school flower.
Yeah, I'm more flower,
old school. Bell's hard. I've been trying to... Never finding things.
Yeah,
I like
really.
My flower.
We got to.
Of course.
We're in the business.
Try it.
It is. You know, we.
It's our job.
Yeah.
She'll,
that's
you know,
right. It is
it's
our
a good
job.
She'll take a hit of vape every once in a while, but
I'm a little snobby with
she
my
is.
Flower.
Yeah.
I can't help it. There's
it's
a
not
second.
Our fault.
So with the first raffle, you can pick a Yoda or a Master Chief email, and then the second prize is a Buddha box. Which includes a titanium nail, two 60-minute massages from Tierra Sagrada, jewelry and miscellaneous donations from the local 4th Avenue artisans. That is freaking awesome.
Oh,
I almost put the baby speaking to it, but that's fun too. So tell us what's going on. Are you collecting signatures? Where are we at? What's happening?
So we are just coming off a busy spring season. We were out at KFMA Day with Disturbed and Shine Down last weekend, and it was so amazing. We had a vapor lounge set up on the top space there where we normally are. The band dropped by and hung out with us for a while, and it really was a great opportunity to collect lots of signatures. pictures, I think 50 pages of
signatures.
It was just amazing. Yeah. We had four stations, people coming by and signing the FMR, which is really important. We've got this last push, right, to get the signatures we need. FMR folks are out here today and have collected a lot of signatures, so it's really great.
And there's the fair as well.
Yes, at the fair. I went and saw them down there on Sunday, and we have an amazing space down at the fair.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
How's the reaction from the public walking by and stuff?
Really great. It seemed like when I was there, the people were stopping by and asking questions, and lots of people signing the initiative. My parents-in-law both signed the initiative.
That's really
I wasn't sure my father-in-law was going to, and he did. It made me feel good.
Well, it shows that all your hard work is family.
Yeah.
It's one you have to educate.
It is. That is the lesson behind that.
Family
first.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and then you get them. I hate to say it's like mall level marketing, but in an educational way.
It's right. That's
right. You bring in the closest ones to you, and once they get it good enough, and they have you, they're behind you all the way now.
And then as older folks, their friend tells them about a health ailment that their friend has, and they say, listen, my son-in-law is in this medical marijuana. Let's have him talk to you and find out how it might help. And this is how we get the conversation going, especially in the senior community, which has had the longest, anti-marijuana messaging of anybody. And we need to reach inroads to that community.
Very true. And with them being on so many different kinds of medications and trying to get, that's what we're trying to do anyway, is trying to get people off those many medications.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Quality of life is what we're
trying to do. Quality of life. Yep. That's right.
It is quality. Too many side effects of those others.
Right.
Where are you guys going to be next?
So, let's see. We've got the Folk Festival coming up in May, so we're excited to be out there with the 420 Social Club. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to regroup. It's been a pretty busy spring season, so we're going to regroup, get some new merchandise and some new equipment, and be ready to go for the fall, where we've got Gay Pride, and we've got Nam Jam, and the Blues Festival, and lots of fun events that start in the fall.
Awesome.
Excellent.
You guys are ready to go.
Tell everybody where they can find you and find out all your events and everything like that.
So Arizona Normal meets over at the 420 Social Club, the second Saturday of every month at 3 o'clock. All are welcome. You don't need to have a medical marijuana card to get into the social club on that day. And you don't need to pay any dues. The social club is free for anybody coming to our meeting for that day. You can come. It's a great opportunity to check the club out and hear some interesting news from Arizona for Normal. And then, we've got an exciting group that's started up in Tucson, the Tucson Psychedelic Society.
Uh-huh.
And that meets the fourth Saturday of every month here at the Social Club. So I'm really excited about that. We had some folks in the Ayahuasca Church come down and talk to our members at the last meeting.
Wow.
And we plan on having more great guest speakers, movie night, and fun outings that we're planning. So we hope that anybody interested in that, we know that psychedelics can help folks with cluster headaches and migraines and PTSD, and there's some other issues that people have reported benefits from. And this is a group to explore that in a safe setting and to help educate people about the value of these herbs and plants that we need to learn more about.
Absolutely.
Well, that is awesome.
Make
education first.
That's right.
Yeah.
Education, that's exactly right.
With nature's gift.
So you can reach out to us on Facebook. Go to Arizona Normal on Facebook and find our page and like it, and you'll hear all the news and what we've got going on.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
Great. All right. Happy 420.
Free the weed.
All right. What's up next? We got a patient. wants to come tell a story, come on over. Come down. We will keep your identity hidden. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Why? I think it's important.
It's okay.
I have faith on common marijuana use because
you can.
It's up to you.
The opposition has a mental image usually of what a cannabis user is like.
They do.
And it's appallingly not like me. So when I say, when my kids grew up and moved away, and I could finally devote my life to what I love, normal cannabis, I decided that it was important to be out. As a gay person, it was very important to come out of the closet. It was important that people who were gay didn't come out of the closet. It did damage themselves and to us who weren't able to look at them and go, wow, it can be done. And there is perpetuated self-loathing, self-doubt, and all the things that this country has been working to eliminate for so long. And so, I call it come out of the grave. So, stop using IV, stop trying to smell, and it's been interesting. Just like coming out as gay, you know, there were people who judged me from this mess, but as a whole, it has been a strengthening. There is a certain feeling when I am in a large group. People like me so much for reasons that I had nothing to do with. I was in minority. Lines had to be drawn, and they always seemed to happen on the other side. So, being who I am, I love it. I exalt it. I survive. That is truly the only real thing to do on the face of that is to survive, because we left people who think they know better for us than our own good. We don't even know it. But we don't stand up for that. I think that it is a form of self-hate. When I didn't know better for marijuana, and I just thought it was a guilty pleasure, and everybody, I should be allowed. But I found out what it does and how valuable it is medically. I just said, that's it. I would not stand. Like I would not do it to Pope and I said, I am going to be out. When I hear the lie that has been perpetrated on this country for so long, no matter where, I speak out. No, that is wrong. And it's been known to irritate the probation officer, part of the law, the police, and those people who are usually the defenders of the public moral, who think that people like me deserve to go to jail, people like me deserve to die, that people like me deserve to be discriminated, that it is a choice. What I say is that marijuana can save my life. Without it, I would not be here. The uses are innumerable. The economic benefits are demonstrable. And the fear has never matured. All this fear, remember when Barbara the Wolf said, we're going to have ice cream trucks selling marijuana to children in our neighborhood. Because we pass the law. They don't come down my box. You're going to have, the roads are going to be a bloody mess. Because crazy cannabis users are going to be on our highway. God, I don't know. You know, if we let dispensaries or CARES or Compassion Club open in our town, those pop pests are going to take over. Like, no, we are your neighbors. We are you. Very often, people these days are faced with health diagnosis. It's terrifying that they, you know, they can't stop worrying about it. It makes me feel terrible. My son had leukemia. Cannabis helped him gain weight. It helped him feel good. Getting back was the norm. He was in 9 months. It made him feel better. In the end, it didn't work. But then again, grief
Charles is vicious. In a good way, never gets better. Cannabis helps me cope,
yeah.
Never gets better. The reality makes me wallow in my grandkids. It is safer than water.
Yes, amen to that.
I love it.
Yeah, it is a wonderful
and natural.
Yeah.
I was going to say God given, but I didn't want to blast you.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving your.
Say
yeah.
My piece on that.
Yep. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We need.
Thank you so much. Live Weekday Wednesday.
Yeah.
We are down there at 4th Avenue. All right. There you go. We're down here live at the 420 Social Club on 4th Avenue. We are at 643 North Avenue, Tucson, Arizona. Come on down. We've got another patient coming on there. What's going on?
Oh, my name's Derek. I've been standing and listening to some of the other people talk, and so some of the things that I'll share, I'm going to kind of piggyback on and share some of my thoughts, you know, that were, you know,
awesome.
Resound off of some of the
yeah.
ideas.
Excellent.
But some of the things that I've been picking up on that I just want to, you know, shout out and to, you know, show that I'm interested, showing where I'm liking how cannabis is helping is in the pharmaceutical industry. A big part of my story is pharmaceuticals. I've been, you know, taking, and mine is really like, you know, I really, it's tough for me because I deal on kind of the taboo end of cannabis, you know, sort of, you know, I medicate for, you know, I'm not a veteran, you know, but, you know, I feel that I have PTSD based on you know, there's
yeah.
a lot of stigma in that. So I really do appreciate all the communities coming together, you know, like the gay community and, you know, the black community and just seeing all the change coming together and happening at once. I want to touch on that, just that there's a lot of change going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did want to share, I do come to the South, you know, and also I think anyone who's raised in the South has PTSD,
yeah.
for God's sakes. I mean,
yeah.
I did not realize how much negativity was in my language until I moved here to Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And that was quite an experience to just, you know, to develop into a more compassionate language, a more universal community type way of not, you know, just dealing with the separation that kind of our country, you know, we're all looking at right now.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that, you know, cannabis is going to be a way, you know, because we all use cannabis, you know, it's one of the things, it's medical, it's universal, it's a plant that just has so many things, and if we're all enthusiastic about it, you know, it's a great way where we're going to hold hands, you know, join hands with, you know, be fun, so, you know, stigma, you know, it's just, like, I don't know, I'm guilty, you know, I got my palm read the other day, and then she's like, oh, you have a feminine hand, you know, you can go either way, and it's like, you know, she was asking me, do you want people to see your voice and all this kind of stuff. I play video games, oftentimes people are like, you know, you're 12, you know, it's like a voice that sounds different, too, so it's like, you know, struggling, you know, all my life, it's just like, I felt like I've been dealt like an awkward card, you know. I'm here at the 420 Social Club. You know, there's a 420 event going on. It's a safe place for cannabis users. I just want to shout out to them right there. And I just wanted to touch on what attracted me to the 420 Social Club was the social part. And I just want to meet other people who are like me. And I feel like it's gonna help to solve like a lot of these, you know, cliques and differences and just, you know, finding like a fit, you know, just finding people that you have stuff in common. I think we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can
really
definitely feel it when you walk in the door
here.
I love
it.
A
lot
of
love here.
I love
yeah.
And I love that you guys gave me this opportunity.
Thank you so much for
being
really
on. We really appreciate it. You touched on some really good points because most oftentimes when people talk about PTSD or hear PTSD, they think veterans. but there's a lot going on in the world.
I have PTSD because of that, traumatic experience in my life.
See, and that's exactly what I was talking about.
Actually, from a police incident.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you like to share your story on air? We're
we'll
live
have you,
on the
we'll
radio
have you on
right
in
now.
A minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we give you a minute really quick? We'll say bye to you.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Okay.
Yeah,
give me
stay
a
here.
Minute.
I'm sorry. I was
no,
sorry.
That's okay. That was a great point that Erica just touched on, was that PTSD isn't just for people that are veterans. There's a lot happening in our lives, you know, everywhere in the world.
Before we get started, I'm Tanner Bukid, this is Sar, and we're doing a live show,
Weekday
Wednesday.
Wednesday,
and your name is?
Ben,
you don't have, you can just give
I'm
it that.
My first name.
Ben, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Eric, and this is Steven's sister.
Good job with any work you do.
That's right, that's right.
Happy 420.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank
yeah.
you. Fun and coincidental that I was walking by right now.
Very.
I've been suffering severely, unfortunately, from it for the past year.
What happened?
There was an incident with the police. There was some, a couple calls of disorderly conduct for me. I went through a financial hardship. Car accident started it. Lost my business. Basically, changed my whole life. And I was already suffering with major severe pain and a dislocated skull.
Oh.
And I had major trauma, just a lot of pain. Had three car accidents in 1 year. The last one pulled out the car, and really, yeah, none of them my fault. It's just an unfortunate event. And but to make a long story short, it was a disorderly conduct call. Originally, I had no weapon on me at the time of them arriving. I had actually a book in one hand, a bottle of water in another, and the police cruiser went by. Then seeing that I guess. Looked like the description I would take it of the suspect that was being called upon. And police showed up with guns drawn.
Oh.
Was told to then get up with my water bottle and look on the ground and then to come over to the cruiser. I did so. They asked me to put my hands behind my back. I actually over-exaggerated even put my hands behind my back, interlaced my fingers to make sure that, you know, there was no altercation. But unfortunately, somehow, some way, there was. They went over the cruiser, and next thing you know, it was the tase 3 ton. And then after that, after I was subdued forcefully, I would take it, unfortunately, for myself. Then after I was subdued with handcuffed and tied, shackled from wrist to hand. Totally subdued. You can't do anything. I was taken out of the cruiser 5 minutes later after this incident, and then shot up by a doctor with some type of trigger needle in the arm. And that was the last thing I remember. Actually, I did not give him permission to. I actually specifically told him not to give me the shot because I'm highly allergic to various types of medicine, especially aspirin. I just died. I asked him not to give it to me. It was not being an issue at the time. I was totally subdued. There was nothing I could do or be quiet. There was no need for it. I woke up in the hospital in a bed, shackled to the bed, with handcuffs again, with the three sheriffs, or three, sorry, police officers to the bed. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but but anyway, three police officers in the room with the medical team in the emergency room. That's how they got there. I had different stories how I walked in or how I came in on the ambulance. And then also just different takes on how I came in. I thought was kind of odd. So they actually then tell me that they were going to charge me with aggravated assault against police officers. Unfortunately, over the last year, every time I see a police officer, I can't go outside. It's very difficult. But it's very difficult to live because every time I go home from work, I see 9 different police officers and 3 different three sets of cars, people getting arrested almost on a nightly basis. It's terrifying to me, knowing that. And then, and top it all off, I'm on probation for all of this. I had to plead guilty to all this because of the fact that otherwise I'd be served very serving severe prison time of up to 7 years. So, you know, I think probation at 2 years, is, we'll call it a day, and I'll get on with my life, hopefully, but it's been very difficult to do. And the only way I've been getting past all of this, honestly, has been because of medical marijuana, and because I've taken a pain management clinic, I've taken me a psych med, figured me everything else, nothing even does anything for me, and it's been giving me side effects and everything. And the only thing that's working for me right now is medical marijuana, and I must say I'm perfect. This is absolutely just a huge step for me to even be out here today, to try to support the community and try to even be here.
Well, we really appreciate your story.
It's been an absolute miracle for me, personally, from where I was, stuck in a room, afraid to even leave, knowing that, you know, even now today, I can't even have a contact, it's so difficult. Not running into the police because I see them every second in front of me and all these things happening in front of me and knowing that they can come up on me anytime and question me and then I'm subject to violating probation and then I'm subject to going to prison because of it. And it's very difficult if they're initiating contact with me and I'm not even allowed to have contact with them. So how does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm sorry, I talk past
it
because
it's
traumatic to me. It really is.
No.
People don't believe me almost a lot of times, and it's heartbreaking to me. These are stories that are really happening that I'm learning about that not only myself are going through, but other veterans and other people that are going through that can't share their stories, and they're being put to shame or put discredited or, you know, whatever it might be, because there is something that is alternative to what the normal is. And we've been fighting for it, and I believe that. I mean, some of these people here in this community, I mean, I don't know how you guys do it, but I appreciate it, because I can't.
Thank you.
Well, stories like yours that keep us going.
And you actually represent a rather large demographic. You know, people, you know, who had an interaction with a first responder, you know, a police officer or something, something happened, and, you know, then, you know, as a result, it was a traumatic experience, and cannabis is there, you know, to help you recover from that experience. What about
I have permanent damage, you know what I mean, from these incidents of it happening.
What happened if they would have brought you cannabis?
Instead of the needle.
At
least give me an option. I mean, I think about that all the time. You know what I mean? Why would insurance companies only offer one option? Like, why is there only that type of option? Why isn't there, hey, like, you can choose to have this option and it can be covered through your insurance? Because it costs me a lot of money just to be able to maintain a lifestyle of working and trying to keep my bills together and still having a somewhat normal lifestyle. Right, it is the medication. And if it was covered with insurance, I would have more money to be able to afford to do more things and have more discretionary dollars to spend in the economy to then create more tax dollars and create, you know, more jobs or whatever it's going to be at that point. You know what I mean? Even every little bit helps. I mean, I know if it's helping out for me at that point, then most likely it can help out for other people then too. To where we are creating more cash flow in the economy and creating more tax dollars for just normal things that we're lacking on that we normally do. You know, now we all feel the pinch. It's kind of hard to go out and spend money on things and create those tax dollars you're looking for. And I think honestly, from what I could see on the political side of California and the news and the papers, seems like it was a blessing to them, these guys, and I heard it kind of helped them get out of a tax crisis maybe there. So, you know, in Colorado, seems to be doing quite well there. A lot of success stories, a lot of decrease on things that were normally high that were a problem. So, you know, I'm thankful on my own personal levels, but hopefully one day this should be a norm. It should be recreational. It should be just for everyone.
A
choice of freedom.
Yeah.
Big argument for decriminalization.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, honestly, it motivated me to be here today was because of the choice of freedom of being able to come out and support the 1 or 2 days a year that I support in this country I'll be able to come out and be like, hey, I support veterans, I support freedom, and I support independence. So, you know what I mean? Like, that, those are the days I want to come out and support, especially. So that's what motivated me to be here, even with those anxieties. You know, unfortunately, I almost just left back in. And I can't went outside because the police, again, were shining their spotlight out here on you guys right now. And I almost, it gave me a severe anxiety. I almost left. And I was like, no, you got to get it together. You got to get it together. And actually, I'm very well medicated right now. So I just got, took a few moments, got it together, and I came back in here. And then they're walking by, and boom, there you guys are.
There you are.
Yeah, so I'm glad I did. So,
Yeah,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
here on
Aaron.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you so much. We are live at the 420 Social Club down here in Tucson, Arizona. We're at 643 North 4th Avenue here in Tucson. If you don't know, this is Weed Day Wednesday. Bell Star and the Cannabis Kid here. It's 820. It's 420 somewhere. Smoke it up.
We're having the guests are coming in patience.
They've got some comedians out there on stage right now. With the cannabis is out front. There's serious food happening. Serious, even more serious dabs happening inside here. Joints everywhere. It's like a little mini cannabis.
A lot of people enjoying themselves. And by taking in medicine, they wouldn't normally get to use around
massages.
Other friends.
Look at that. We've got a massage happening. And how are you this fine evening?
I'm doing good.
Would you like to just give us your first name?
Rick.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
Welcome, Rick.
I'm the Cannabis Kid, and this is Bell Star, and you're live on Weedsday Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing?
Well, it's good to see you, as always. This is one of the biggest supporters of cannabis you'll ever see, quote, down here.
Hey, I'm 72 for medical.
There you go, 1972. That's a little bit of a run there.
Huh?
A little bit of a run.
Yeah.
I
was a commercial fisherman.
Oh.
And I got her up the high seas.
Oh.
My first seizure after the 3 months after the accident lasted me 8.5 hours.
Oh, my Lord.
And when I went to the doctor, we looked at each other and said, you smoke pop on your pants? And he said, yeah, I said, keep doing it.
Really? What year was that?
Huh?
What year was that?
In
73. 73? Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
howdy, happy 420.
Hey, Rick, can we just get you a move right over here?
They wanted to clear him out of the way. I'm right out of the doorway.
Oh, sorry, there you go. That's all right. We're just
going to... Yeah, Jeff's going to get you. Sorry.
Fire department comes.
Yeah, we don't want to...
We don't want to block the doorway.
No, no blocking.
If they've got a fire in here or something, they need the doorway to get out.
They want to get out that way. Well, so just tell us a little bit. What was your support in this whole event this evening?
Excuse me?
What has been your support in this whole event this evening? What has been your support in this whole event this evening?
Oh, well, the thing is, in 2003, me and a friend of mine got busted at his house. The cop didn't put my name on his report, and he took my pipe. And the judge looked at the cops in the back room and the sheriffs that were sitting there. He said, these gentlemen will not be bothered again.
Wow.
We haven't been bothered since.
Wow.
So I'm a small box inside the big box looking in.
Yeah.
And I'm just picking up on stuff as I go down the line.
Yeah.
I've been hit in twice, though. So. I mean, it's so good to really, and then my ears been blown from when I'm down with the boat.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
That's part of what happened with me.
So cannabis helps you a great deal.
Huh?
Cannabis helps you a great deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's knocked the pain down, you know, to a point to where I can tolerate and do what I have to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have no, you know. My lady knows I use it for medical purposes, and she has a problem with it. She's 80 years old. She watches me smoke it.
There you go.
You know, and, but she doesn't soak up herself, you know, she's not ready for it.
Ah.
But she said if she has kidney, no, you're fine. But they said if she has kidney cancer again, she would do that.
She would do that.
The oil.
Oh, good. Flagpole, I think, that just fell in the doorway. We want to move that so we don't trip any of our patients out here. That would be a bad thing.
Rick, I'm going to have you scoot over just a little bit into where out of the walkway. We're getting quite popular, so
there we go.
I want to make sure there's room for all of us.
All right. I hear you.
There you go. Excellent. Well, it's good to see you out here. It's a beautiful evening. Everyone, come down to 643 North 4th Avenue. This is happening all night long. I don't know how long the events are lasting.
I think they said until 1, though.
Until 1?
Yeah.
You
wow.
know, I live up in Pitcher Rock, so... And I can't drive at night, so I'm going to spend the night down here.
Oh, there you go.
Good. Be
there
safe and not
yeah.
drive. Yeah, be safe and not drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. We're live.
Because of the seizure problem.
Yeah.
If I get out there and kill somebody and myself, it ain't worth
it. Right, it's not.
Yeah, not at all.
Not good at all.
Not good at all. Well, I think we're probably just going to wrap things up here. We've been on air for an hour and a half.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
well, hey,
I know
nice
it's been a
with you.
Rick,
thank you
really
so much for your story.
I could say a few things about
DAPS
before
we
go.
Oh, sure.
That'd be
like
great.
To, Eric,
okay. my name is Eric Brown, also DAPS Dallas. That's D-A-B space D-O-U-B-D. D-O-U-B-D, DAPS Dallas. It's just a clever alias that I'm trying to claim on Xbox, you know, Facebook. It's fun. And I say that the best way to be dabbed out is to stay dabbed out. And for me to share a cannabis-related alias is I can stay deeply against my culture. You know, I enjoy being creative and clever, but I don't want to take away from something. You know, for me, cannabis is, you know, medicine. It's not, you know, something. I've just been doing it for a long time. You know, I just don't want that. But for me, what DAPS has done for the freedom of using my cannabis, and, you know, because I have asthma, and I've been able to medicate and not get all those extra chemicals and not suffer, you know, the lung infections and just the damage, and it's just been so liberating. And I've been able to get, you know, the doses that I need, and, you know, just really have so much more freedom in my life, too, thanks to concentrate. So I just want to encourage everyone, if you're curious about concentrate, they are, you know, super friends.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome.
Happy 420.
super good for
I am
a variety
pro-dab.
Of things.
Yeah.
Excellent. Pro dab.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Dabbed out.
Dabbed out.
Dabbed out.
Yeah.
Get it?
Dabbed
out.
Out.
Dave Dad Dow. Thank you. You have a great night. It was a pleasure. Wow, and it's crazy down here, you guys. Everybody should come down here and check it out.
Yes, they're
going
to be going
they're
for
going.
All night long.
They're going all night long. We actually are going to head out so that we can go check it out.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Get some
food.
Water. Get some food. I don't want some of that macaroni and cheese. That sounds good.
Oh, I
can't
wait.
Oh, we missed the food. Oh, my Lord. Thank you all for tuning in to Weed Say Wednesday. It's been a special edition. This has been a blast. Uh-huh. And this is just awesome. Come down. We are at, and this is going to go all night long, 643 North 4th Avenue. Thank you, Templewood Center, Studio C. Thank you, 420 Social Club, Glory's House, AZ Phenomena, everybody that's down here. Everybody on the back of this shirt. We got the 420 Social Club. We got April Normal. We got Bob, Community Health Center. Eric Gray. We got Canna Sense. We got the Canna Bus out there. Smokey, Smoke Shop, Brush Fire Barbecue. All the bands, all the comedians, all the people teaching, Sam, everybody. And we just want to say that we love you guys. Awesome. Remember, be fun,
be safe, and educate.